490次。
Then he says, take care of the speck in your eye. Never mind judging your neighbor.
接下来讲 他就说 你不要论断你的邻舍。
Now if you take these words seriously,
那如果你真的很对神的话很认真的话,
you come to the same conclusion the disciples came to.
那你就跟门徒一样, 会得到同样的结论。
What was their conclusion?
他们的结论是什么?
They said, this is impossible.
这什么不可能的事情嘛?
And Jesus said, it's impossible with man, it's possible with God.
但主耶稣说, 再人不能, 再神, 凡事都能。
Now you disciples be perfect, even as your Father in heaven is perfect.
你们要完全, 像你们天父一样。
And in saying that, they came to the end of themselves.
然后这样子讲的时候,
we thank the Lord for these days we have together.
我们为了这几天我们能够在这里聚集, 我们感谢主。
We know that we've received a lot of instruction and teaching.
我们知道我们接受了许多的教导。
And sometimes we feel very satiated and full from the teaching we've received.
很多时候我们感觉我们好像已经饱了,已经满了。
I notice when I eat a lot, I tend to lose my appetite.
那我们知道我吃很多的时候我就没有胃口。
And I say, no, I couldn't eat anything more.
所以我就什么东西都不能吃了。
But if I smell something that smells very good, I find room to eat a little bit more.
但如果我闻到那个很好吃的东西,闻到那个香味,我又觉得饿了。
Now we have all received a lot this weekend, and I'm sure you say, please, no more, no more.
那在这个周末我们都领受了很多,说不定我们都在讲,已经够了,我们不要了。
But if we can smell the fragrance of Christ, our hunger is kindled.
但是若我们得以再闻见基督的香气, 那我们里面的饥渴又再一次的出来。
And so let's pause just for another moment of prayer.
所以让我们做个简短的祷告。
And ask that the Lord's presence may be here among us.
求主愿他的同在, 今日与我们同在。
This opens our hearts and brings us a hunger.
叫我们的心得以打开, 叫我们里面有饥渴。
Let's pray.
我们祷告。
O Lord, our capacities are small.
哦主, 我们所能容纳的是狭窄的。
Our minds are small and full, our hearts as well.
我们的心思意念是既狭窄又容易满足。
But Lord, in thy presence, there's refreshing and life.
主, 但是在你的面光当中, 我们有更新。
And when your presence is here, we open our hearts to receive more.
你若在我们当中, 我们就将自己打开, 因为我们愿意有更多的得着你。
By your Holy Spirit, open our hearts in your presence.
但是靠你的圣灵打开我们的心。
Lord, without your Spirit, all we can do is speak words.
若是没有你的灵, 我们所讲的不过是口中的言语。
But by your Spirit, your word goes forth and comes back having accomplished what it was sent to do.
但靠着你的圣灵, 你的话语就发出, 必要成就你定规要成就的事。
Lord, don't allow any of us to go home from this conference untouched by your living word.
哦,主,求你不要叫我们离了这个地方,我们却没有得着你自己。
Have mercy upon us by the work of your Spirit, we pray.
求你怜悯我们,靠着你自己的灵,我们祷告。
We pray in Jesus' precious name.
我们靠主耶稣宝贝的名祷告。Amen. Amen.
We know that in the times that I've been speaking, our theme has been found in Exodus 33.
我们知道我过去几天的传讲的主题是在出埃及记33章。
A simple prayer of Moses.
摩西一个很简单的祷告。Lord,
show me thy ways that I may know thee.
求你将你的道指示我,使我可以认识你。Moses
has already seen something of the Lord's grace.
摩西在那个时候他已经体认了一些主的恩典。
He is attracted by the Lord.
他被主吸引。
We know that he was up on the mountain for 40 days and nights.
我们晓得他在山顶上40昼夜。
That's an extremely long time to go apart from food and even water.
那40天不饮不食是一段很长的时间。
But in the presence of the Lord, one day seems like a minute.
但是与主同在的时候过一天好比一分钟一样。
And there, on Mount Sinai, Moses is discovering new and wonderful things about God.
在西乃山上, 摩西在那里看见神又新又奇的事情。
He is beginning to understand the Lord's way.
他开始明白神的道路。
We know from the scriptures that the children of Israel saw God's acts, but Moses learned his way.
我们晓得从圣经当中，以色列的百姓看见了神的作为，但是摩西却认识神的道路。
In the last days, we need brothers and sisters who can interpret what the Lord is doing in these days.
在末后的日子，我们实在需要弟兄姐妹能够兴起来，能够来传讲神在这末世的作为。
We know our Lord's exhortation in the last days that we are to watch and pray.
我们晓得主对我们在末日时候的劝勉，你们要警醒祷告。
And that watching takes interpretation of the signs of the time.
但你若要警醒，你就要能够明白你这个世代的事件的记号。
So may we be those who not only see the Lord's wonderful acts, but search His ways.
所以让我们成为这样子的人，不仅仅是看见神的作为，乃是能够寻求神的道路。
As we search His ways, we learn of Him.
当我们寻求神的道路的时候，我们就认识他。
And when we see Him whom we love, we want to know more of His ways.
当我们看见我们所爱的时候，我们就更想更多的认识他。
So may the Lord help us.
所以求主帮助我们。
This evening I want to share some scriptures from the Gospel of Matthew.
今天晚上我们要从马太福音当中来看几节经文。
First, a few verses in chapter 3.
我们首先要看第三章。
Beginning in verse 1.
从第一节。
And through verse 3.
一直到第三节。
Now in those days, John the Baptist came, preaching in the wilderness of Judea, saying, Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand.
那时有施洗的约翰出来，在犹太的旷野传道，说天国近了，你们应当悔改。
For this is the one referred to by Isaiah the prophet when he said, The voice of one crying in the wilderness, Make ready the way of the Lord, make his paths straight.
这人就是先知以赛亚所说的。他说在旷野有人声喊着说预备主的道修直他的路。
Just notice that phrase, make ready the way of the Lord.
我们就注意一下这一句话预备主的道。
And now we turn to chapter 5.
请再翻到第五章。
Verses 17 through 20.
17节到20节。
Do not think that I came to abolish the law or the prophets. I did not come to abolish, but to fulfill.
莫想我来要废掉律法和先知。我来不是要废掉，乃是要成全。
For truly I say to you, unless heaven and earth pass away, not the smallest letter or stroke shall pass from the law until all is accomplished.
我实在告诉你们，就是到天地都废去了，律法的一点一画也不能废去。都要成全。
Whoever then annuls one of the least of these commandments and teaches others to do the same shall be called least in the kingdom of heaven. But whoever keeps and teaches them, he shall be called great in the kingdom of the heaven.
所以无论何人废掉这诫命中最小的一条，又教训人这样做，他在天国要称为最小的。但无论何人遵行这诫命，又教训人遵行，他在天国要称为大的。
For I say to you that unless your righteousness surpasses that of the scribes and Pharisees, you will not enter the kingdom of heaven.
我告诉你们，你们的义若不胜于文士和法利赛人的义，断不能进天国。
And then let's turn to chapter 16 of Matthew.
我们再翻到马太福音十六章。
Verses 24 through 27.
24节到27节。
Then Jesus said to his disciples, If anyone wishes to come after me, he must deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me.
于是耶稣对门徒说，若有人要跟从我，就当舍己，背起他的十字架来跟从我。
For whoever wishes to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake will find it.
因为凡要救自己生命的必丧掉生命，凡为我丧掉生命的，必得着生命。
For what will it profit a man if he gains the whole world and forfeits his soul? What will a man give in exchange for his soul?
人若赚得全世界，赔上自己的生命，有什么益处呢？人还能拿什么换生命呢？
For the Son of Man is going to come in the glory of his Father with his angels. and will then repay every man according to his deeds.
人子要在他父的荣耀里同着众使者降临，那时候他要照个人的行为报应个人。
And then finally, just two verses in Matthew chapter 7.
最后我们要看马太福音第七章的两节经文。
Verses 13 and 14.
第十三节、十四节。
Enter through the narrow gate, for the gate is wide and the way is broad that leads to destruction, and there are many who enter through it.
你们要进窄门，因为引道灭亡，那门是宽的，路是大的，进去的人也多。
But the gate is small and the way is narrow that leads to life, and there are few who find it.
引道永生，那门是窄的，路是小的，找着的人也少。
We have been speaking about the ways of God.
我们讲论到神的道路。
When we see His acts, we need to inquire of the ways of God in order to understand God Himself.
我们看见了神的作为，就要在那里寻求神的道路，知道了神的道路，就得以认识神。
But God is not a man understood by man's spirit.
但神并非人，不是按着人自己的灵可以明白的。
God's ways are higher.
那神的道路是高过人的道路。
His ways are deeper.
神的道路是深的。
His ways are straighter than any man can imagine.
他的路是直的，远超过人所能想象。
When we talk about God's ways, we talk as fools, because we can only see the fringes of His ways.
当我们论到神的道路的时候，我们其实只不过能够看见细微之处。
His ways are deep, and so many of His ways are secret from us, hidden from us at this present time.
那他的道路是这样子的深，所以很多时候神的行事我们心里不明白，我们也不知道。
Who can understand the infinite wisdom behind God's acts?
谁能够彻透神无限的智慧呢？
Who can understand how deep God's love is behind His acts?
神能够真正的明白神在他的作为里面所显的爱有多深呢？
And yet He desires to reveal His ways to man.
但神乐意将他自己启示给我们。
He sent Jesus into this world that we might understand the ways of God.
他差遣耶稣基督来到世上，好叫我们得以明白神的道路。
Ever since sin entered into the world, man has had an imperfect and wrong understanding of God.
自从罪进入了世界，人对神的了解既不完全，又是败坏的。
But when Jesus came upon this earth, you saw the acts of God, redeeming love, healing, truth.
当你看见基督耶稣降世为人的时候，在这里你就看见神救赎的作为，他奇妙的恩典与爱。
And the way Jesus treated children and sinners and the Pharisees, you can clearly see the ways of God.
当你看见主耶稣怎么样对待那些孩子，怎么样对待那些罪人，怎么样对待法利赛人，你就可以很清楚的看见神的道路是什么。
And if anybody beholds Jesus' face,They encounter God Himself.
那我们若定睛在耶稣的脸上，我们就自然地遇见了神。
Jesus was the perfection of God's ways.
基督就是神的道路，一个完全的道路。
And the greatest moment in history is when Jesus died on the cross.
那人类历史里面最重要的一个时刻，就是当主耶稣基督死在十字架的时候。
God's heart was fully exposed at that moment.
那神的心在那个时候完全的彰显。
We should never misunderstand God if we see Jesus dying on the cross.
我们若看见了基督死在十字架上，我们就不会误解神。
And now, by looking unto Jesus, we can understand more and more of the ways of God.
所以若是我们定睛在耶稣的身上，我们就能够对于神的路就越来越清楚，越来越明白。
But in order to see more of His ways, there must be a response, a proper response to God.
但是我们如果要知道神的道路是怎么样的话，我们自己要有一个合宜的回应。
We know He hides Himself from the proud, but He opens Himself to those who are humble and lowly in spirit.
我们知道他向骄傲的人就隐藏起来，向谦卑的人又启示出来。
And so through Moses, we tried to show That when somebody is lowly in heart, they can see some of God's wisdom and His high ways.
所以我们借着摩西，我们看得出来，当一个人心里谦卑的时候，他反而得以看见神高远的路。
And also we saw in David, one who responded to God's ways, whether blessing or discipline, by worshiping God and His ways.
那我们又从大卫的身上，我们看见大卫，无论神是祝福他，神是带领他，神是管教他的时候，他总是在那里敬拜神。
Very simply, we learn from that, that if our hearts are wholly devoted to the Lord, and if we worship His ways even when we don't understand,He shows us Himself, and we're captured by His mercy.
所以我们从那里就看到，当我们的心是全然归向神的时候，无论在何时，我们都向神敬拜的时候，那这个时候我们就得见神，我们与他同在。
Now tonight we want to look at His straight ways.
那今天我们要看他的路是怎么样子的直。
The gate is narrow, and the way is straight that leads to life.
门是窄的，路是小的，因为它引到永生。
And here we see again a very fundamental principle as to whom God will reveal His ways to.
那在这里我们又看见一个最基本的原则，什么样子的人神会将他的道路启示呢？
You know, God's ways are not revealed to the intelligent necessarily.
那我们知道神的道路并不一定向那些聪明的人显现。
As a matter of fact, if you and I have been in the body of Christ for a number of years, we're humbled by those who seem to understand the ways of God.
因为我们在主里面如果生活久了，我们都知道，我们常常为了那些好像不是很智慧的人能得以认识神，我们的心因此更为谦卑。
Because to see the ways of God, we not only need to be lowly in heart,
因为你要知道能够看见神的道路的话，不仅你的心灵要谦卑，
and be a true worshiper of God,
你要真实的来敬拜主。
But we need to be able to, but we need to be those who walk in obedience to His will.
那我们更需要是能够顺服的行在他的旨意里面。
You can be a very simple saint.
你可以是一个很单纯的圣徒。
You never went to college.
你从来没有上过大学。
You work on a simple job.
你的工作也很简单。
But you read the word of God.
但你读神的话语。
You obey the will of God.
你顺服神的话语。
And God shows you His straight ways.
那神就将他的窄路显给你看。
Many people theorize regarding the ways of God.
那许多人将神的道路啊理论化。
The intelligent love to sit around having cups of tea in a tea room and talk about how God would do this or that.
那知识分子很喜欢坐下来，大家喝杯茶，你喝杯茶，我喝杯茶，大家谈谈看。到底神的道路是什么样子的道路？
But it's all intelligent theories unless we are obeying the will of God.
但是如果我们不遵循神的话语的话，那这些不过是我们理智上的一些原理而已。
Recently, I was in a meeting of fellowship with brothers and sisters.
那最近我有个机会在一个聚会里面跟弟兄姐妹交通。
We were talking about this matter of going out into the streets.And witnessing for the Lord.
我们讲到就是到街上去，那替主做见证。
And this provoked many theories of how we could best do that.
那么这样子就开始了一长串的讨论啊，讨论各样的原理，我们应当怎么样来做。
But actually, there was one brother sitting there who didn't say anything.
但有一个弟兄就坐在那里，一句话都没有讲。
But he's actually the only brother in the group who's actually been out in the streets witnessing and doing the things.
那这个弟兄没有讲话，只有他这一个人是真正出到街上去跟人家传福音的。
Now we could have learned a lot more from his practical experience than the many theories we came up with.
所以我们从他自己的实践当中，我想我们可以比那些理论学得更多。
Obedience to the will of God
顺服神的旨意
opens an understanding of His way.
那就能够叫我们得以明白他的道路。
On the other hand, those who are disobedient misrepresent God and His ways.
但反过来来讲，那些不顺服的人呢，反而将神的道路扭曲了。
Now there are many people who give us the impression that God's ways are very broad. By His grace, you can do almost anything.
那有些人跟我们讲的时候，我们听起来好像神的道路是非常的宽广的。既然神是有恩典的，我们什么样子的事情都可以做。
And there are others who misrepresent God as being very narrow and very particular in what He likes.
那有的人呢，又把神讲的好像神是非常的狭窄的，他是只喜欢一些非常特别的东西的。
But you see, the problem is if we don't obey God, then we misrepresent God.
问题就在于，若是我们不顺服神的话，那我们跟别人怎么样讲神，想讲都是错的。
His way is neither broad,
他的道路既不是那么宽广，
nor is it confined to some Pharisaical legalism.
也不是像法利赛人一样被限制在那种律法主义里面。
Today, grace is being preached in the church to an extreme.
那今天在教会里面传讲恩典已经到了极端的地步。
Grace.Includes the grace of obedience.
在我们若讲恩典，恩典就包括了顺服的恩典。
But the grace has been robbed of obedience.
但是现代常讲恩典，很多时候在其中就没有顺服。
And as I would describe it, grace has now become the familiar English phrase, whatever. Good luck, brother.
所以这个恩。到了在现在的教会，这个恩典就变成什么呢？变成什么都可以。
The Bible says we must fellowship together in these last days if we want to go on with the Lord.
那圣经教导我们说，在这末后的日子，我们一定要在团体一起交通当中来走神的道路。
But today we say, well, come if you want to.
但今天我们怎么讲呢？如果你喜欢来，你就来。
Give if you want to.
你要奉献，如果你喜欢奉献，你就奉献。
Go to the prayer meeting if you want to.
你要来祷告会吗？如果你想来，请你来。
Whatever.
你随便做什么都可以啊。
The grace of God, you're totally free. Just do whatever you want.
那既然有神的恩典，你是完全自由的，你要做什么都可以啊。
This is not the grace of God.
那这个不是神的恩典。
The grace of God is to obey His will.
神的恩典是叫我们顺服他的。
God will give you the power to do His will.
那神会赐我们能力，叫我们能够遵行他的话。
Now, on the other hand,
但另外一面来讲，
Now, if we want to walk obediently in His will,
我们要若想顺服地走在神的道路当中，
Now, what do we discover?
我们会发现什么东西呢？
God is so gracious to us.
神是实在地充满了恩典。
Do you want to walk in obedience to His will?
你是不是很希望能够顺服神的旨意呢？
Then let me just look at one scripture.
那我们看一处的经文。
To me, it pictures beautifully God's mercy and grace.
那这个将神的怜悯、神的恩惠很美丽的画出来。
It's the last verse in Psalm 85.
在诗篇的八十五篇的最后一节。
Psalm 85, verse 13.
八十五篇第十三节。
Righteousness will go before him and will make his footsteps into a way.
公义要行在他面前，叫他的脚中成为可走的路。
Now some interpret this verse as dealing with the Messiah. Some interpret this verse as dealing with the saints. But the application is the same.
那有的呢将这解释用在弥赛亚的身上，有的将这解释用在圣徒的身上。但你无论怎么样解释，它对我们的应用都是一样的。
If we want to walk in His ways, we find that righteousness has gone before us.
我们如果要走神的路的话，你就会发现公义行在我们的面前。
And as we begin to walk in the footsteps, He makes them into His way.
当我们跟随着公义的脚中行的时候，那么这个就成为他的道路。
You give yourself to the Lord, you begin to walk in obedience to what you understand is His will.
你将你自己奉献给主，然后你就开始按着你所能够了解神的旨意去行。
And you find His righteousness has gone before you.
那你就发现他的公义行在你的面前。
And it brings you and guides you into the more perfect way.
他就引导你，带领你进入更完全的地步。
As I look at it, it's like the Christian life in its walk is a funnel process.
所以有时候基督徒的道路啊，好像一个漏斗一样。
Now at the beginning of our walk, it's kind of broad. We don't know exactly how to walk in His perfect way.
那刚开始的时候，这路好像非常的宽广啊，我们不知道到底神到底要我们做些什么。
But the Lord is merciful to those with such a heart.
但是神对那些有这样心的人，他是有丰富的怜悯的。
And as we walk, He makes our way straighter and straighter.
当我们往前走的时候，他就叫这个路就越来越窄。
This is the blessed righteousness of those who want to walk in obedience.
这就是对那些愿意在顺服当中行的人所蒙的公义的祝福。
Now I want us to look at this passage in Matthew chapter 7 for just a minute.
我们再看一下马太福音第七章。
In order for us to understand what is meant by the narrow way.
好叫我们明白什么叫做窄路。
Enter through the narrow gate, for the gate is wide and the way is broad that leads to destruction. But the gate is narrow and the way is narrow that leads to life. There are few who find it. Verse 13 and 14.
我们看十三章十三节十四节。
Now some interpret this verse, these verses, as referring to salvation.
那马太福音第七章的十三节十四节，有的人将这解释在救恩上。
Now it is true, there is only one way to salvation.
的确，救恩只有一条路。
Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through Him.
耶稣基督是道路、真理、生命。若不借着他，没有人能够到父那里去。
And there is no other name under heaven and earth given among men, whereby we may be saved.
天上地下没有赐下别的名，叫我们可以靠着得救。
And we know from John and chapter 10.
我们知道从约翰福音第十章
and verse 9.
第九节。
Jesus says, I am the door. If anyone enters through me, he will be saved and will go in and out and find pasture.
他说主耶稣说我是门，若人借着我进出，就得进到牧场。
So we know that Jesus is the door to our salvation.
所以我们知道主耶稣是救恩的门。
But this verse in Matthew chapter 7 is not really talking about salvation.
但马太福音第七章十三节十四节这里所讲的其实不是提到救恩。
Actually, by God's grace, Jesus is the door opens wide to whosoever believeth in him.
因为其实靠着神的恩典，主耶稣是通往救恩的门，任何人要进来的都可以进来。
Jesus says, if any man comes to me, my Father will not cast him out.
主耶稣说若人到我这里来我父必不撇弃他。
Our Lord, by his death on the cross, calls many to salvation.
主耶稣因他死在十字架带领多人进入国度。
We come to salvation by believing in our Lord Jesus.
我们因信主耶稣基督我们因此得到救恩。
But Matthew 7, strictly speaking, is not talking about salvation.
其实在马太福音第四章严格的来讲不是讲到救恩。
The narrow gate and the straight path has reference to our walk in the kingdom of heaven.
那这个窄门这个小路其实是讲的我们在国度里面怎么样行事。
The gospel of Matthew is specifically instructing us as to life in the kingdom of heaven.
因为马太福音就是要教导我们在国度里面如何的生活。
The gospel of grace is made full by an understanding that it includes the gospel of the kingdom.
那恩典的福音啊，因为国度的信息而更显得丰满。
By God's grace, we have been saved through Jesus Christ.
那靠着神的恩典，我们借着耶稣基督得以得救。
And by His grace, we have entered into His kingdom.
靠着他的恩典，我们进入他的国度。
And when we enter into His kingdom, God has to reveal to us the way of His kingdom.
当我们进入了他的国度，神就将他国度的道路指示给我们。
It's nothing like the kingdoms of this world.
那并不是这世上的国度。
God's kingdom is defined by who He is.
那神的国度是根据神的本性而来的。
God is holy, His kingdom is holy.
神是圣洁的，他的国度是圣洁的。
God is love, His kingdom is love.
神是爱，他的国度是爱。
God is righteous, His kingdom is righteous.
神是公义，他的国度是公义。
This kingdom is a very straight and narrow way.
这个国度的路是又窄又直的。
And we have to learn this way.
那我们必须要学习怎么样走这条路。
You remember Matthew chapter 5 through 7, the Sermon on the Mount, as it's called?
你们记得马太福音第五章到第七章讲到登山宝训。
This describes the life in the kingdom of God.
这里所描写的就是在神国度里面的生活。
Now it's interesting. I suppose you have read some books on the Sermon on the Mount.
那我想你们都读过一些关于登山宝训的一些书。
Now usually there's two predominant interpretations of the chapters 5 through 7.
那从马太福音5到7章基本上来讲有两种主要的解释。
One, it's an ideal life that we hope to sort of be like during this lifetime.
一种解释说这是一个理想化的生活，是我们在今生当中想尽量能够活到这样子的生活。
So we're always trying to turn the other cheek.
所以我们老是想转过脸来让人家打另外一边。
We're trying to forgive 70 times 7.
我们很努力的想试着想赦免人家70个7次。
That's our ideal.
因为这是我们的理想，这是我们的目标。
I only forgave 7 times. I have 483 more to go.
然后我已经赦免了七次，我还要再赦免483次。
But it's just an ideal.
不过这只是一个理想。
Don't take it too seriously.
啊，不能够当真啊。
It's impossible.
不可能做到的。
That's how some books describe.
那有的书里面也是这样子的解释。
Others interpret these chapters as being what's going to happen finally when we get to heaven.
那有的书呢将这个解释是解释成为当我们进入了天堂的时候的光景。
Now this never made sense to me because I don't think in heaven you have to turn the other cheek.
但对我来讲这好像没什么道理嘛。到了天上你还要转过脸来转过来让人家打右脸嘛。
But if you take the word seriously, it seems you can only fulfill them once you're perfected.
但是如果你真的很认真的读神的话的话看起来好像除非你是一个完全的人你不然不可能做到。
Now sometimes when the Lord is giving his messages, as in these chapters, I try to put myself in the position of the disciples who are hearing it.
那很多时候当我读到像这样子的经文的时候我常常想象我自己如果是那时候的门徒在那里听主讲的时候是什么样子的光景。
Now just as an example, I think his disciples, Peter and John and Matthew, they thought they were pretty good.
我就举个例子来讲好了，好像彼得、雅各、约翰，我想他们可能觉得自己还不错。
And then they heard Matthew chapter 5.
那人家听到主耶稣讲马太福音第五章。
Blessed are the poor in spirit.
讲到贫穷的人有福了。
Blessed are the pure in heart.
心里洁净的人有福了，清净的人有福了。
Blessed are those who hunger and thirst.
饥渴慕义的人有福了。
Blessed are those who are persecuted.
受逼迫的人有福了。
Blessed are the peacemakers.
使人和睦的人有福了。
And they started looking around. Well, I wonder who does that.
然后他们就开始看来看去了，到底谁做了这些事啊？
And they realized suddenly, this is not me.
他们就知道，哎，主耶稣讲的人不像我。
Now they also felt their religious life was pretty good.
他们可能也觉得他们自己信仰的生活还不错。
But in chapter 6, Jesus spoke about true kingdom piety.
但是在马太福音第六章主耶稣讲到真正的天国的敬虔
you remember in that chapter he spoke about how to really pray how to really fast how to really give alms
因为我们在马太福音的第六章主耶稣真正讲到你真正的祷告是什么样子的祷告真正的进食是什么样的进食真正的帮助是怎么样子的帮助
Now the disciples looked around again well I wonder who is like that I don't know
所以这些门徒们又转来转去了，到底谁能够做这些事呢
？That lets go of Matthew. He's very cheap. He doesn't give anything.
那看看马太，这个马太这个人很小气啊。
And James, he falls asleep when he prays. That's no good.
那雅各呢？那祷告时总是睡觉。
And then Jesus spoke Matthew chapter 7.
那接下来主耶稣讲到马太福音第七章。
Now everybody thinks they're very charitable, you know, very forgiving, very merciful.
那每个人都觉得自己是良心很好啊
Jesus
很有恩典啊
Jesus says first thing in the kingdom don't judge
那第一件事主耶稣讲在国度里面第一件事不要论断人
And everybody says this I'm in trouble
每个人都在想那糟糕完了如果这样子我怎么办
Then Jesus says forgive 490 times
那主耶稣就在讲你要赦免人他们就开始明白自己啊
Why did Jesus give us this Sermon on the Mount as some high ideal?
主耶稣为什么要给我们这个登山宝训呢？是要告诉我们一个很理想高远的理想吗
？Why did he say unless your righteousness exceeds the scribes and the Pharisees, you cannot enter the kingdom?
他为什么要告诉我们说你的义若不胜过法利赛人的义，断不能进天国
？What does this message? How does it put an impact on your life?
到底这个信息对你有什么影响
？Two things.
两件事情。
It causes us to look away unto Jesus and realize He's the only one that can live the life of the kingdom.
第一，就让我们看见主耶稣，唯有他才是完全的、完整的活出了国度的生活。
Jesus alone is low in spirit and hungers for righteousness. There's no man who can live in the kingdom except Jesus.
只有主耶稣才是一个虚心的人，才是一个饥渴慕义的人。除了他以外，没有人能够活在国度里。
But we not only look away and see He, the King, is the only one who can live the life of the kingdom.
但是我们不仅仅是说只看见这位主耶稣基督国度的王可以活出国度的生活。
But we surrender our life to Him.
我们也将我们自己的生命交给他。
We say, Oh God, I want to live in Your kingdom, but I cannot by my life.
我们对他说，我们实在愿意主啊，进到你的国度。
My righteousness is filthy rags.
但我们没有办法活出来，我们的义不过是破旧的外衣。
My piety is selfish.
我的敬虔不过是自私。
My heart is full of judgment.
我的心是满了论断。
I lay down my will and my life and my heart. Oh Jesus, I need to live by Your life.
然后我将我的意志、我的生命、我的心思都摆在你的脚前，主耶稣，我愿意。
No matter where you start from, to live in the kingdom is a straight and narrow way.
那不管你从哪里开始，你要过一个国度的生活，那条路总是又窄又小的。
That's why it always begins with repentance.
所以国度的路总是从悔改开始。
Now that doesn't mean you fall down and say, I'm a failure, I'm a sinner.
那并不代表说你每次到低下来说啊，我又失败了，我是个罪人。
It means you rethink.The kingdom life.
而是要告诉我们说，我们的心思意念必须扭转过来，重新思想国度的生活。
If you asked me what is probably the biggest misconception among Christians,
如果你要问我，基督徒啊，他们最大最大的误解是什么？
I would say they're thinking that they can live the Christian life.
我就会告诉你们，就是基督徒有时候认为他们凭着自己可以活得像个基督徒。
I hear so many times somebody say,
那太多次我听到人家这样讲。
I'm trying to be a Christian.
我实在很努力想做个基督徒。
I'm trying to be crucified.
我实在很努力想被钉十字架。
I'm trying to be holy.
我很努力想成为圣洁。
These are all things only the Holy Spirit can do in a surrendered life.
但这些事情只有借着圣灵一个顺服的生命才能够造就出来。
Why do we persist?In this lie that we can live the Christian life.
我们为什么一直要对自己撒谎，觉得我们自己可以做一个基督徒呢？
It's much too straight for you.
因为这条路实在太直了，没有人能够走。
But yielding simply to the Lord.
你只能单纯地将自己交给主。
By the grace of God, you can learn to walk in the Spirit.
靠着神的恩典，我们可以学习如何靠着圣灵而行走。
And so enter into this kingdom living.
这样子我们就进入了国度的生活。
And so this kingdom life we experience, as I say, is walked out, senses as a funnel. It gets straighter and narrower as we walk.
所以我们就讲到这国度的生活好像一个漏斗一样，一开始是很宽广的，但引导我们进入一个又窄又直的路。
When we first get saved, we walk by our own strength.
那当我们刚得救的时候，我们靠着自己的力量行事。
We do the things that seem logical to us.
我们觉得很合理，我们就做了。
We read the Bible, we simply obey it outwardly.
我们读了圣经，我们在外表上也顺服了它。
This is a wonderful way to begin to walk.
那么从刚开始基督的行走来讲，其实这走得很美好。
Now we're Christians, so we look around, we want to be respectable.
那我们既然是基督徒啊，所以我们希望这世人都能够尊重我们。
We want to do things that look good.
我们要做一些事让人家能赞美。
But as we go on in our life, we see that just the outward form of righteousness is not kingdom righteousness.
但是当我们在基督徒的道路继续行走的时候，我们就发现我们外面所行的义不是国度的义。
And so the Lord has to start dealing with things in our life.
那主呢就要开始对付我们。
I don't know if you've ever seen this tract.
我不晓得你们有没有看过这个。
It's a simple tract that was written a number of years ago.
一个小小的单章啊。
It's called Others Can, You Cannot.
这是一个小小的单章，它题目是别人做得到，你做不到。
This is the experience of somebody who is learning how to walk in the kingdom life.
那这里所讲的、所论断的是一个、所论说的是一个基督徒他怎么样学习啊走这个国度的生活。
What does this tract say? Others can, you cannot.
那这个单章讲的是什么呢？说别人可以，但你不能呢？
You are going to college, and you're fellowshipping with other Christians.
那你到上大学了，跟别的基督徒有交通。
You're all reading the Bible.
你们都在读圣经。
You all go to InterVarsity meeting.
你们都去 InterVarsity 的团契。
You all want to do the will of God.
你们都希望能够顺服神的旨意。
But your friends go out drinking on Friday nights.
哎，但你的朋友礼拜五晚上出去喝酒。
But the Lord says, not you.
那主耶稣就说你不行。
Your friends dress in fashionable ways, but the Lord begins to deal with the way you're dressing.
那你的朋友都穿的都很时髦。但主呢开始对付你的穿着。
Some of your friends have very loose mouth, but the Lord begins to guard your tongue.
那你的很多朋友可能讲话很随便呢、但主呢开始叫你讲话小心。
Oh, you're beginning to learn how to walk in the straight way.
那你就开始学习啊怎么样走那个窄路。
You know, there is the straight way of the kingdom.
那你要知道在国度里面的路的确窄。
But I'm afraid many Christians have never been taught that this is so.
但恐怕很多的基督徒都不知道国度的路是很窄的。
You know, one of my pastimes is that I play golf.
在我在休息的时候，我很喜欢玩高尔夫球。
I remember the day I picked up with two golfers I didn't know, and it turned out they were both Lutheran ministers.
我记得有一次我跟两个高尔夫球球友打球，然后发现原来他们两个是路德会。的传道人。
Not only Lutheran, but born again Lutheran ministers.
他们不仅是路德会的传道人，而且他们是重生得救的传道人。
Not only born again, but charismatic born again Lutheran ministers.
他们不仅是路德会重生得救的，他们是路德会重生得救里面灵恩派的。
And so, in their subtle way of witnessing, they got to a certain hole and they asked me what I was, and I told them that I taught the Bible and traveled around.And they said, "Praise God, Hallelujah!"
那所以呢，他们就想跟我传福音啊，在祷告打高尔夫球的时候，就问我的背景呢、啊。那我就说我是传讲圣经的人呢、啊。他们就说 ，Hallelujah, 赞美主。
Now we had wonderful fellowship for the rest of the round of golf.
那在我们剩下来打的高尔夫球时，但是我们彼此的交通就非常甜美。
Oh, they love the Lord.
他们实在是爱主。
Now, of course, as they went around, they smoked all the time.
但是呢，他们一面打高尔夫球呢，一面抽烟。
And afterwards, they said they were going to go and have a few beers. That I want to join them.
打完了球以后，问我说：“哎，他们现在要去喝啤酒了，问我要不要一起去喝。
”And actually, they used a lot of curse words when they hit bad shots.
然后他们打球没有打好的时候呢，他们嘴巴呢还讲脏话。
But I knew what the problem was.
那我晓得他们的问题是在哪里。
You know, Martin Luther understood.That we are saved by faith in Jesus Christ. We're saved by grace.
马丁路德明白，我们是因信耶稣基督得称为义，我们是因着恩典得救。
But at that point in history, he had not seen this need for sanctification in the Christian life.
但在那个时代，他还没有注意到基督徒成圣的重要。
And so Lutherans generally do not learn about sanctification.
所以路德会一般来讲，他们成圣的道理讲的不多。
When they're saved, they just say, "Praise God, I'm saved."
所以他们得救了，他们就说，感谢主，我得救了。
I live by grace.
我靠着恩典活。
No more legalism.
再也没有律法主义了。
Every Lutheran, the book of Galatians almost falls out of their Bible. They read it so much.
所以每一个路德会的人啊，那圣经里面几乎已经找不到。加拉太书啊，读太多了，掉了。
They could, I could not.
但是他们能做的，我不能做。
And we learn this as we walk with our Lord.
那我们与主同行的时候，我们就逐渐的学习。
As we walk, it's a little more complicated.
当我们越走的时候，其实就开始复杂一点。
Because while we are walking a narrow way.
因为当我们走窄路的时候
，The Lord doesn't want our heart to be narrow toward our brothers and sisters.
但神并不要我们的心也变得狭窄。
Our walk needs to be narrow, but we should surely give thanks for all those who are truly saved by God's grace.
我们的行事虽然是狭窄的，但我们的心应当宽广，为神在众弟兄姐妹当中的恩典，我们都感谢。
Now, when we walk a narrow way, or as we're learning to do this,
当我们学习走窄路的时候。
Many times we try to demand that everybody else should have to walk the way God's telling me to walk.
很多时候我们就会要求所有人都应该按着神叫我走的路一起来走。
But this becomes some kind of an external legalism that does not bring life.
但这样子呢，你又带出了一个外表的形式主义，没有办法带出生命。
Because as the Holy Spirit sanctifies us in our walk, there's two fruits that result from this exchange.
因为当圣灵在我们的行事当中使我们成为圣洁的时候，有两个果子结出来。
Why does he lead us in a straight way?
为什么他要引导我们走窄路呢？
It always has an end.
因为总是走窄路有个目的啊。
What is the end?
那这个目的要到哪里呢？
We come to know the Lord more.
好叫我们更认识主。
Do you know when you walk the straighter way, you get to know more about the Lord?
你知道吗？当你走这个神又直又窄的路的时候，你就越多越认识的神。
Now how different that is from the Pharisees who walked a legalistic way.
那这跟法利赛人走个律法主义的差别在哪里
？But it was external.
它是一个外表的律法主义。
They didn't know the Lord anymore as a result.
他们并不是因为他们行了这些事，他们就更认识了主。
And the second fruit of the Holy Spirit sanctifying your life.
那第二个圣灵圣将我们的生活圣洁了，我们所结的果子。
Though we have to discipline our flesh, and though we have to leave things aside as we're walking the narrow way.
那虽然我们必须管教我们的肉体，我们必须抛下一些事情，因为我们要走这条窄路。
Actually, the straight way is the way of freedom and liberation.
但其实这条又窄又直的路是一条自由的路，是一条释放的路。
Let us never forget what Jesus says here.The gate is narrow and the way is straight that leads to life.
让我们不要忘掉主耶稣在这里讲的。
What a liberating experience to walk in the straight way.
那门是窄的，路是小的，但是引到永生，是何等的释放。
As the Lord leads us, we become less and less encumbered with all of the things of this world that hold us down.
当神带领我们走窄路的时候，我们越走越轻省。
But the legalism enslaves.
但律法主义呢，叫人成为奴仆。
That's why we don't preach legalism.
所以我们不传讲律法主义。
We don't tell people what to wear.
我们不告诉你要穿什么。
But we have to insist on modesty.
但我们必须要求，我们必须穿着要谦卑。
And we would hope that by our own example of a life lived in the straight way.
那我们盼望因着我们自己生活上的见证，走在这条窄路上。
That others will see the freedom we have in Christ.
那别人可以看见我们在基督里的自由。
The straight way is not a way of bondage.
那窄路并不是一个捆绑的路。
Every step we take sets us free.
我们每走一步，我们就更多的自由。
And so we walk this narrow way.
所以我们欢喜地走这条窄路。
And this is a progressive walk.
那这是一个有进展的路。
We don't start out instantaneously straightened.
我们不是说一开始的时候马上我们什么都做对了。
But as we walk, the Lord shows that there's things we have to be rid of.
但是当我们走这条路的时候，主就逐渐的显示给我们有些事情我们应当对付。
Why?
为什么？
We cannot serve two masters.
我们不能够侍奉两个主。
Jesus says, you cannot serve God and mammon.
主耶稣告诉我们，你不能又侍奉神又侍奉马门。
Now we usually call mammon wealth or money.
那在这里我们讨论马门是什么？就是财富，就是钱。
That actually Mammon was a god.
其实马门就是一个神。
And it was any god, frankly, that competes with our god.
老实讲，马门就是我与我们的神相争的。
So the Lord asks us to sacrifice things that compete with our god in our life.
所以神主要求我们是叫我们在我们生命里面那些要做我们神的那些假神都要出去。
For somebody, it may be a computer games.
对某些人来讲，这可能是一个电脑的游戏。
For somebody, it may be romance.
那对有些人讲，这可能是谈恋爱。
For somebody, it may be accumulating money.
那对有些人讲，可能是积累财富。
it could be any one of a number of things.
那个有很多事都可以做这些神啊。
But in our little heart, there can only be one master.
但在我们的心里面只能够有一个主。
Whatever is competing is mammon. It's gotta go.
无论谁跟我们的主在那里竞争的都是马门，都必须赶走。
Now why did Jesus tell the rich man to sell everything that he had and come follow him?
那主耶稣为什么告诉那个富有的人叫他卖掉一变卖一切来跟随他呢？
Now some people preach that in order to live in the kingdom, everybody has to be poor and sell everything.
所以因此有的人就传讲啊，所以要进入国度的话，每个人都要很贫穷啊，都要把你的财富放掉。
But that's not what the Lord was saying.
但其实那不是主的意思。
Here is the end. Come follow me.
那真正的目的是这个，来跟随我。
Now anything that prevents somebody from following him needs to be taken away.
任何事情拦阻我们跟随主的，都应该除掉。
And obviously the Lord looked into this rich man's heart and knew that it was his riches that were competing with his following the Lord.
所以当主耶稣看到这个有钱的官的时候，他就知道，因为他有钱，所以他不能跟随主。
Actually, the Lord blesses many of his children.
其实主对他许多的儿女有许多的祝福。
Many of us have abundance.
我们许多的人都非常的丰富。
But is it our God?
但这些丰富是不是我们的神？
If it prevents us from walking in the kingdom of God, we should get rid of it.
那若是这些财富叫我们不能够专心的跟随主走国度的路的话，我们就应该舍去。
But if we can rightly use the blessings that our Lord gives us for the sake of His kingdom,
但若是我们能够有智慧的将我们的财富为了国度摆上，
then the Lord will use you as a channel of blessing in the kingdom of God.
那主反而会用你成为一个祝福的管道，将国度的祝福带出来。
That's why we know some people who have great wealth.
这就是为什么我们知道有的人虽然很有钱，
but it's no encumbrance to them.
但对他们来讲不是一个负担。
They live simply.
他们的生活很简朴。
They give and help in the kingdom of God.
他们为了国度的关系，他们非常的慷慨。
They're a great blessing to the saints.
他们因此而得了许多的祝福。
See, it's not what you have, it's is there an encumbrance, a competition with God.
所以并不是说你具有多拥有多少，而且这些东西是不是能够拦阻你不亲近神。
And this also brings us to this matter in Matthew chapter 16 about following the Lord.
那这个就带领我们到了马太福音第十六章，论到我们如何跟随主。
Again, we read in verse 24,
我们看第二十四节。
If anyone wishes to come after me, he must deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me.
若人要跟从我，就当舍己，背起他的十字架来跟从我。
Now this is a further step in the straight way of the Lord.
那这在神的窄路里面又再向前了一步。
And we need to understand the self that must be denied here.
我们必须知道，我们必须要舍己。
This is not talking about denying our flesh.
那这并不是说要我们去掉我们的肉体。
It's talking about taking ourselves as redeemed by the Lord.
而是要我们知道我们这个己是已经被神所救赎的。
Taking this new man in Christ who's been sanctified by the Lord.
这个在基督里面已经成为圣洁的新人。
And then being willing to lay down this Christian life for the sake of the Lord.
那为了主的缘故，我们愿意将我们这个基督的新生命，因基督得来的新生命，摆在主的脚前。
All of you have been in the United States to know that one of our strongest words is, I have my rights.
我们知道，来到美国久了都知道，最重要的话是什么？我有权利。
Is it the Constitution that says we have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness? Those are my rights.
宪法告诉我们说，我们有生活，我们有追求自由的追求快乐的自由。那这就是我的权利。
And this has become the religion of America.
那在美国，这就成为美国的宗教。
We have the right to accumulate as much as we can.
那我们有这个权利，要我们积累财富。
To have a nice suburban home.
那能够到有个好的房子。
Two cars.
两辆车。
2.5 children.
2.5个小孩。
This is my right.
那这是我的权利。
I have a right to comfort.
我有一个舒适的权利。
I have a right to safety.
我有个平安的权利。
I have a right to spend all my spare time with my family.
我有个将我所有的时间都花在我家里的权利。
Now, you can't say there's anything wrong with these things.
那这些事情看起来好像没有什么错。
But the Lord says to follow in the kingdom, you need to be willing to deny yourself your rights.
但是主耶稣告诉我们，你要做一个国度的跟随者吗？你必须要舍己。
And sometimes it takes doing a violence to our own desires in order to follow the Lord.
那很多时候要对于我们心里所喜爱的事情，要有极强烈的对付。
When we serve and we live in the kingdom, many times it takes us out of our comfort zone.
很多时候我们要服侍，我们要活在国度的生活里面，我们的生活不一定是我们所熟悉、所喜欢的。
But why does the Lord ask us to deny ourselves?
那为什么主耶稣叫我们舍己呢？
It's true, we cannot follow Him unless we deny ourselves.
那的的确确，我们若不舍己，就不能跟随他。
But there's a greater end involved.
但还有一个更高的目的。
Why do we deny ourselves?
为什么我们要舍己？
I want to put it in the terms of John the Baptist.
让我们来看一下施洗约翰的话。
Let me ask you before I do.
那我还没讲施洗约翰前，让我先问你们。
How blessed are you?
你们蒙的祝福是多少？
How much money have you accumulated?
你有多有钱？
You got your cars?
你有车？
Your house?
你的房子？
Your family?
你的家庭？
A good job?
工作很好？
Comfortable life?
非常舒适。
But John the Baptist came on the scene.
但施洗约翰来到世上。
And he said,
他怎么说？
Prepare ye the way of the Lord.
预备主的道。
That's why we needed to repent.
这就为什么我们需要悔改。
Because the king is coming soon.
因为大君王要来了。
And we need to prepare the way of the Lord.
我们要预备主的道。
Now what does that mean?
什么意思？
In order, you know, this is actually a reference made to John the Baptist from Isaiah.
那其实在以赛亚书就已经论到了施洗约翰。
He was a voice crying in the wilderness.
他是旷野里的声音。
To a self-indulgent Jewish people.
对一个充满了自我的犹太百姓呼喊。
And he says, who is preparing the way for the Messiah to come?
他谁在预备主的道？
And so when he called for repentance, It fulfilled the passage in Isaiah and chapter 40.
所以当他呼召以色列人悔改的时候，他就成就了以赛亚书第四十章所讲的。
So let's look in Isaiah 40 and see what John's ministry was.
那我们看一下以赛亚书第四十章，好叫我们明白约翰的侍奉是什么。
We see in chapter 40 and verse 3.
我们看到约翰福音以赛亚书四十章第三节。
A voice is calling, clear the way for the Lord in the wilderness. Make smooth in the desert the highway for our God.
有人声喊着说，在旷野预备耶和华的路，在沙漠地修平我们神的道。
Let every valley be lifted up, every mountain and hill be made low. But the Lord says to follow in the kingdom, you need to be willing to deny yourself your rights.
但是主耶稣告诉我们，你要做一个国度的跟随者吗？你必须要舍己。
And sometimes it takes doing a violence to our own desires in order to follow the Lord.
那很多时候要对于我们心里所喜爱的事情要有极强烈的对付。
When we serve and we live in the kingdom, many times it takes us out of our comfort zone.
很多时候我们要服侍，我们要活在国度的生活里面，我们的生活不一定是我们所熟悉、所喜欢的。
But why does the Lord ask us to deny ourselves?
那为什么主耶稣叫我们舍己呢？
It's true, we cannot follow Him unless we deny ourselves.
那的的确确，我们若不舍己，就不能跟随他。
But there's a greater end involved.
但还有一个更高的目的。
Why do we deny ourselves?
为什么我们要舍己？
I want to put it in the terms of John the Baptist.
让我们来看一下施洗约翰的话。
Let me ask you before I do.
那我还没讲施洗约翰前，让我先问你们。
How blessed are you?
你们蒙的祝福是多少？
How much money have you accumulated?
你有多有钱？
You got your cars?
你有车？
Your house?
你的房子？
Your family?
你的家庭？
A good job?
工作很好？
Comfortable life?
非常舒适。
But John the Baptist came on the scene.
但施洗约翰来到世上。
And he said,
他怎么说？
Prepare ye the way of the Lord.
预备主的道。
That's why we needed to repent.
这就为什么我们需要悔改。
Because the king is coming soon.
因为大君王要来了。
And we need to prepare the way of the Lord.
我们要预备主的道。
Now what does that mean?
什么意思？
In order, you know, this is actually a reference made to John the Baptist from Isaiah.
那其实在以赛亚书就已经论到了施洗约翰。
He was a voice crying in the wilderness.
他是旷野里的声音。
to a self-indulgent Jewish people.
对一个充满了自我的犹太百姓呼喊。
And he says, who is preparing the way for the Messiah to come?
他谁在预备主的道？
And so when he called for repentance, it fulfilled the passage in Isaiah and chapter 40.
所以当他呼召以色列人悔改的时候，他就成就了以赛亚书第40章。
So let's look in Isaiah 40 and see what John's ministry was.
那我们看一下以赛亚书第四十章，好叫我们明白约翰的侍奉是什么。
We see in chapter 40 and verse 3.
我们看到约翰福音以赛亚书四十章第三节。
A voice is calling, clear the way for the Lord in the wilderness, make smooth in the desert the highway for our God.
有人声喊着说，在旷野预备耶和华的路。
Let every valley be lifted up, every mountain and hill be made low.
一切山洼都要填满，大小山冈都要宣平。
Let the rough ground become a plain, and the rugged terrain a broad valley.
高高低低的要改为平坦，崎崎岖岖的必成为平原。
Then the glory of the Lord will be revealed, and all flesh will see it together, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken.
耶和华的荣耀必然显现，凡有血气的必一同看见，因为这是耶和华亲口说的。
My dear brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，
You and I are all involved in a very big work.
我们的服事是很重要的。
Preparing the way of the Lord.
我们是在预备主的道。
The Lord wants to come.
主愿意来。
But He needs a highway prepared.
那他需要我们预备一条大道。
What is the way that's being referred to?
那这里所讲的道是什么道呢？
He's talking about his bride being prepared.
他是讲到他的心腹要预备整齐。
He's talking about his church coming to maturity.
他是讲到他的教会要成熟长大。
Now we can all sit comfortably in our wonderful blessed life.
那在神所祝福的生活里面，我们好像都过得非常舒适。
But surely, the life in the assembly involves a denying of self.
但是神百姓的生活应该是一个舍己的生活。
It takes time to prepare the house of God for the Lord's coming.
要预备神的殿是要花时间的。
We see the pictures given in this passage.
我们在这一个经文里面看到了一个图画。
Now there's some mountains.
有大小的山冈。
But the king is only going to come on a straight way.
但那个王来的时候，他走的路是要平坦的。
And what does that mean?
什么意思？
And some mountains need to be brought down.
所以大小的山冈都必须要修平。
That means some people are proud in God's house.
所以在神的家里面，有的人是骄傲的。
Oh, they're going to have to learn the way of humility before the way is prepared.
他们要学习谦卑的路，好预备主的道。
Now there are valleys in the house.
在神的家里面有山洼。
Some people feel too low. They don't understand the goodness of God in the gospel.
有些人他太低了，太自卑了，他不知道神的福音。
They need to be edified and brought up.
他们要被鼓励，要被抬起来。
Many people today, because of sin, are damaged in their understanding of themselves.
那许多人因为罪的缘故，他们都已经不知道自己是谁。
They hear the gospel, but they don't know how to live in the good of the gospel.
他们虽然听见了福音，但他们不知道怎么样活出福音的好处。
But if you will deny yourself some time,
但你若是舍己，
go visit these saints,
去看一下这些圣徒。
Read the scripture to them, pray with them.
将这些经文读给他们，替他们祷告。
Surely the Lord will raise them up.
那主会扶起他们来。
There are those who are rough ground.
那有的人是崎崎岖岖的。
Now we're all sinners.
那我们都是罪人。
There's rough ground that must become a plain.
那这些高高低低的都要变成平坦。
Oh, some people are so rough.
那有的人是真的充满了这个高低啊。
They had a tough life.
那他们的生活非常的困难。
You know, it takes long suffering, patience, love.
那真的需要很久忍耐、耐心、爱。
When the rough person gets mad, you need to help them and say, look, you stay right here in the house. God wants, is using other saints as sandpaper to take off your roughness.
当这样的充满个性的人，这样的这么容易发脾气的时候，神就跟他说，来，到神的家中，这些众圣徒啊，就是那些沙子，把你磨平。
And then it also says, and the rugged terrain needs to be made a broad valley.
然后讲到崎岖曲曲的必成为平原。
There are some people so defensive, so narrow.
那有些人呢，真的是很会保护自己，非常的狭窄。
They need to be comforted and stretched out.
那他们要受安慰，他们要成为宽广。
Now only the Lord can do these things.
那只有神能够做这些事。
But He has called us to prepare the way of the Lord.
但他呼召我们，叫我们来预备主的道。
And in order to do that, surely you realize it's going to cost you some time, and cost you some energy, and cost you some faithful ministry to do these things.
那当然我们知道，我们若要做这些事情呢，那一定我们要付些代价，我们要付时间的代价，我们要付金钱的代价，我们要付忠心服事的代价。
You know, the kingdom is a very corporate experience.
你要知道，国度的经验是一个团体的经验。
We are all servants together. There is only one king.
我们是一同做仆人的，我们只有一位王。
And it's a corporate experience of the straight way.
那是让这个团体一同能够经历这条窄路的经验。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹们，
the church today is compromised.
那今日的教会已经失去了很多的立场。
It tends toward the broad way.
他喜欢走那条宽广的路。
It's lukewarm.
他是不冷不热。
Many of its existence is man-made programs, methods and motives.
很多教会不过是凭着人的作为、人的计划在那里残喘。
And much of what is called the church is even dead.
那许多我们所称为教会的，其实已经没有生命了。
The church has missed the narrow way.
因为教会没有走这条窄路。
Thank God there are some who hear what the Spirit is saying to the churches.
但总是感谢神，总有人能够听见圣灵所谈的教会的路。
When we look soberly at Revelations chapter 2 and 3, where the seven churches are spoken of to, by the Lord.
当我们看到在启示录第二章第三章讲到那个七个教会的时候，
brothers and sisters, I hope you can accept this.
所以弟兄姐妹，盼望你们能够明白，能够接受。
There is a narrow way the church must go.
那教会所要走的路，所神的路是很窄的。
The Lord looks at the seven churches.
主看见这七个教会。
What is He looking for?
他到底在找什么？
His own life.
找他自己生命的彰显。
He doesn't expect the church to live out of their own life.
他并不是要教会活出教会自己的生命。
But when he looks at these churches, what does he see?
但他看这些教会的时候，他看到什么？
All kinds of man-made compromise.
看到各样人所做的事情，各样放弃立场的事情。
And here's the thing we need to understand.
这是我们所必须要明白的。
The Lord loves all His people. He gave His life for us all.
那深爱他的百姓，他为我们舍了他自己。
But even though these are the last days, the Lord's standards will not change.
但即使这个末后的日子，我们主的标准也不会改变。
Either our assembly where we're gathered is full of His life, or He is calling for repentance.
或者我们的聚会是充满了生命，不然神就叫我们悔改。
I know that sometimes people are tempted to get pragmatic.
那我知道很多时候我们都会变得很实际啊。
They say, well, every church is the same.
他们讲所有的教会都一样。
There is no perfect church.
没有一个教会是完全的。
Of course, that's true.
那当然，的确是这样子。
And there's man's hand involved in every church.We say,
在每一个教会里面总是可以看到仁义。
And we get a bit pragmatic about it.
这是很现实的事情。
But the Bible says, the Lord knows those who are His own.
但圣经告诉我们，主认识那些属于他自己的人。
The Lord knows those willing to go the way of His life.
等那些主认识那些甘心情愿的愿意走主的路的人。
Though it causes us to come to repentance time and time again.
虽然要叫我们花悔改的代价，一次又一次花着悔改的代价。
If somebody sees all churches alike,
如果有些人觉得所有的教会都一样，
they don't understand his ways.
那么他们还没有明白神的路。
Technically speaking, the church is made up of all believers.
那从一个角某个角度来讲的话，教会是所有信徒所组成的。
But where are those that are humble?
但那些虚心的人在哪里？
Preparing the way for the Lord.
那预备主的道。
Do you notice really the church isn't the way?
你要知道教会的本身不是那条道。
The church's calling is to prepare the way for the Lord.
教会只是被呼召出来要预备主的道。
If we have any pride in our assemblies,
那若是我们的聚会当中有无论是什么样子的骄傲，
we should be ashamed.
那我们应该感到羞愧。
Brothers and sisters, I don't know many of the assemblies where you meet.
所以弟兄姐妹们，我不知道你们是从哪个聚会来的。
I trust the Lord's hand is upon the place of your meeting.
我相信神的手在你们的聚会当中。
And I hope you hear that His standard is straight.
那我盼望你听得到，神的标准总是正直的。
And He will not change.
他不会改变的。
We need to examine ourselves.
我们必须要检查自己。
It's true, His ways are high, His ways are deep.
那的的确确，神的道路是高的，是深的。
But His ways are straight.
他的道也是直的。
If there's any idol in our assemblies,
那坐落在我们的聚会里面有什么样子的偶像？
May we find the repentance in our heart.
愿我们的心里面有真实的悔改。
To come back to that narrow, straight way.
回头再回到这条又窄又直的路。
If it's not his life,
若不是他自己的生命，
he's not interested.
他对这个没有什么兴趣。
No matter how good something we're doing.
无论我们做的看起来多美好，
If it didn't come from his life,
若不是从他的生命而来的，
then it's a man-made thing,
那不过是人手所造的，
and needs to be cast aside.
那必须要移去。
Brothers and sisters,
那弟兄姐妹们，
repent,
悔改。
The kingdom of heaven is at hand.
那天国近了。
Make his ways straight.
预备主的道。
Make his way straight.
预备主的道成为
一条直路。Make his way straight.
预备主的直路。
Then he'll be happy.
那主的心就欢喜。
May the Lord have mercy on all of us.
愿主对我们有诸般的怜悯。
Let's pray.
我们祷告。
Oh, how wonderful are your ways.
哦主，你的道路是何等奇妙。
They are past finding out.
这超过了我们心思意念。
But your spirit reveals to us.
但你的圣灵将它启示出来。
The way for us to go.
叫我们遵行你的道。
Forgive us, Lord, if we're satisfied.
赦免我们，主，若是我们自以为意。
We're content with our present state.
因为我们自己已经觉得饱足了，满足了。
Forgive us, Lord, if we're walking in a broad way that leads to a dead end.
赦免我们，若我们行走这条宽路，引到灭亡。
Forgive us, Lord, if our assembly is in the broad way.
赦免我们，若我们的聚会走这样的宽路。
If there's no heart of worship,
若是我们的心里面没有敬拜的心。
If there's no lowly bowing in prayer before your ways,
在你面前没有谦卑俯伏的祷告。
Oh, forgive us, Lord, we can move from your way in an instant.
哦，主啊，我们是这么容易离开你的道路。
How deep is your heart for your people?
哦，但你的爱是多，对你的百姓是如何的深。
How you long for a straight way to reveal the glory of the God.
你的心意就是要借这条直道将神的荣耀彰显出来。
Grant us a heart in awe before your ways.
主，给我们这样子的心，我们匍匐在你的道路面前。
Willing to deny ourselves.
让我们欢喜的舍己。
In order to walk in the way of life.
好叫我们能够走这条生命的道。
There are few.Who find this way?
找到的人少。
Oh, have mercy on us.
主，对我们有怜悯。
Help us, Lord.
帮助我们。
We pray in the name of our Lord Jesus.
按我们主耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.